You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
As you will note on the front cover of our bulletin this weekend, this Thursday, March the 29th, at 1 p.m., our bishop, Bishop Braxton, will come to the Larry and Donna Tenyes Farm for the annual spring farm blessing. A tradition in our diocese goes back to the times of Bishop Zero West, back in the 1950s. Remind us that because we have rural roots in our diocese, that we bless and thank God for the gift of the land, the gift of farmers who provide food for the world. So I hope that you will make every effort to join us as we gather with the bishop this Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Tenyes Farm and ask God to bless the Tenyes Farm and all the farmers in our parish community who serve all people who depend upon them for their food each day. Every farmer would be very familiar with the image that Jesus uses in today's gospel, that unless that grain of wheat is planted to the ground, it will not bear fruit. But Jesus is not giving us a lesson in agriculture, but is teaching us about our Christian faith. He's reminding us that so, as it was for him, it will be for us, that we must be willing to die to self, to rise to new life. One of my favorite stories that I often tell is about the little girl who came to kindergarten one morning with tears in her eyes. And her kindergarten teacher noticed the tears and so asked her, "What's the matter? Why are you so sad?" She said, "I'm sad because my grandma died. She's really dead," she said. "They put her to the ground and covered her up with dirt." And so very gently, her teacher took her over to the planter box near the window, where just a few days earlier, the little kindergartner had planted some flower seeds. And with her fingers, she gently uncovered where one of the seeds had been planted, and you could see that it was beginning to sprout. And she pointed this out to the little one, saying, "Look, these seeds we buried in the ground, they have not died. They have just changed their way of living. And so too it is with your grandma. She is not dead. She has just changed her way of living." Each Sunday we gather here in faith to renew our hope in this new life that God has promised those who are faithful to him, those who the Father will honor because we've been faithful servants of his Son. Jesus sets for us an example of dying to self, giving his life on the cross. Throughout these days of our Lenten journey, through our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, symbolized by the three Lenten candles, we seek to die to our selfishness, to die to our sin, so that we can rise to new life. For Jesus says, it is in dying that we find life. We must be willing to lose our life in order to find fullness of life. This is a constant challenge for all of us in today's society, where there's so much emphasis upon self and I. But we know that the greatest power in the world is that of selfless love. And as those, only those who die to self and follow the way of selfless love will find fullness of life. This is the mystery of our faith that we celebrate each and every Sunday. That's why our gathering here each week is so important, that we come together to remind ourselves that this earth is not our permanent home, that our permanent home is in heaven. And by listening to God's word, we remind ourselves what we must do to find our eternal destination. And then in the liturgy of the Eucharist, we are nourished by the body and blood of the Lord Jesus to give strength to us, that we may be faithful to this way that leads to fullness of life. We believe that our God will be faithful to God's promises. As people of faith, we recognize that life is a precious gift to be treasured and enjoyed. And we know that death does not have the final word. Life does. Because Jesus suffered, died, and rose again, death is dead. And that's the hope that sustains us throughout the challenges of our lives. We believe in the great resurrection of the final day because of the little resurrections we experience in the here and now. When sometimes things maybe seem hopeless in our life, but yet through the darkness comes a ray of sunshine that gives us hope, that helps us to overcome the obstacles that have been in our way. It is these little resurrections that prepare us for the great resurrection on the final day. There's a story told about a gentleman who was not feeling well, so he went to his doctor, and the doctor said he wanted to run some tests. The doctor ran some tests, and a few days later, when the gentleman came back to get the results, the doctor said, "Your tests show that you are terminal." And the patient looked at his doctor and said, "And so are you." A reminder to all of us that this earth is not our permanent home. It was the great Saint Benedict who told us, "Keep death before you always." That was not a morbid mandate, but a reminder to us that life is a gift to be treasured and enjoyed each and every day. And no matter how young or healthy we might be today, the truth of the matter is no one of us has a guarantee of tomorrow. We must live in the fullness of this present moment, and to do that is live in the presence of God. And to live in the presence of God in the here and now gives us hope of living in the presence of God in the hereafter. Yes, we are all terminal. Think of a bus terminal or an airline terminal or a train terminal. Those are not destination points. We go there for a departure to go to our destination. And so to use that image, it reminds us that, again, death is not the end, it's the beginning of new life. And the best way to prepare ourselves for that new life is to live fully in the present moment, in the here and now, to treasure and enjoy each and every day the gift of life that God gives to us. So during this Lenten season, we seek to be renewed in our trust and this belief in the good news. We began our Lenten journey with the mark of ashes, in hearing the words, "Repent and believe in the gospel." This is the gospel, the good news, that is in dying that we find fullness of life. And so when we go to the Tenius farm on Thursday afternoon and join the bishop in blessing all the seeds of the farmers in the area that will be planted this year, may it remind us of this simple truth, that is in dying that we find new life. And maybe whenever we pass a farmer's field, that too can be a reminder to us of this good news that we believe in, that is in dying with Christ, that we can share in the fullness of his resurrection.